So she just says to me, something, I'm being so weird today. Someone must have put something in my overnight oats. Have you ever heard a more material girl thing to say in a lie?
Listen, I am that girl this year. Like, I don't want you to, like, it's good vibes only. It's health and wellness. It's building good habits. And it's starting with that overnight oats and meal prepping and going to the gym five times a week and like walking to the jammy being trapped like a pack of sardines. But I'm really,
your life is so desirable.
It's a really tough life that I live here. Do you know what?
It is.
But anyway, I'm really trying to keep the same energy this year. I don't know about you. Like, I want to be that girl excited to wake up for my 9 a.m.s.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Right, with my overnight oats and my drizzled in honey and stuff.
One can try.
So this is how, like, we need to make this happen. I was like realistically,
yeah,
it's the 22nd of Feb.
It's the 22nd of Feb.
We did our New Year's resolution.
We did our New Year's resolution
over a month, like over 2 months, like almost 2 months ago.
Yes.
And by this time, like, there's a statistic that says that like 96% of people have already given up on their New Year's resolutions from Jan, and it's the end of Feb. And the issue is that we haven't learnt the laws of making sure that we are sticking to the wonderful, like, resolutions and habits that we've set for ourselves.
Yes.
But, you know, because you're listening to the Friday crossover,
you're going to tell me how to build a habit.
I'm going to teach us how to build a habit. Yay!
Yay!
Insert clapping children.
No,
in the
no one's that excited.
Yay! And there's four, like, really simple things that you have to do. And I love that it's laid out here for us. Right, so the four laws of making a good habit is: one, make it obvious; two, make it attractive; three, make it easy; and four, make it satisfying. Okay. So if I use like my meal prepping like habit, like I really want to make sure that I'm eating healthy this year, eating good nutritious foods. Like I want my meals to look like a Pinterest board every day.
You want them to be real satisfying.
I want them to be so satisfying, so nourishing. I want to just feel like a healthy girl. Do you know what I mean?
I know what
you
mean.
So what you do, you make it obvious. And to make it obvious, I have to like meal prep on Sunday. Like I have to cook it. Like it's not just going to appear. And if it's not there, I'm going to like order Uber Eats or like get like trashy like McDonald's or KFC.
That's not trashy.
It tastes good, but my body doesn't agree. We don't want processed foods. We want nourishing. We want delicious. So you have to cook it. So plan to cook it in a batch so that you don't have to think about it during the week. But you want to make it attractive. Now, everyone has this idea that eating healthy food is like bland and boring and it sucks. But it doesn't need to, because if it looks like a Pinterest board, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can get like good, nutritious and delicious ideas on like Instagram, TikTok, whatever.
Yeah.
Three, make it easy.
Okay.
Do not take more than like 20 minutes to do this meal prep.
Mm-hmm.
Like one pot here, done, 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 dish, and you're good.
Mm.
And then four, make it satisfying. And like if you want a little treat during the week, have like a little treat during the week. And like...
Thank you so much for your insight. Thank you. That's some time.
Listen, do not ignore your body when it says that it needs something.
Yes.
But, you know, moderation is key.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to my TED Talk. And good luck with your plans and resolutions.
So what you're saying to me is, hold up. I need to make it obvious. I need me to make it attractive. And make it easy and make it satisfying. Right?
It got very naughty in here.
That
eye contact you were making. Obvious, attractive, satisfying.
Oh, I'm so satisfying.
Easy.
If people can attest.
So I think it's going to be fab. I'm really excited.
Okay. Nice for you. I'm going to carry on ordering McDonald's.
Stop.